Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said Saturday that all Italian businesses must close until April 3rd, with the exception of those essential to maintaining the country's supply chain. As Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports, Conte's statement came after Italy closed all parks and banned citizens from going out except for necessities.
All parks will be closed. People cannot leave their homes even for exercise now. And in the worst-hit region, the military is now joining police to enforce it. People can only venture outside for essential needs, like food. To make matters worse, the death toll may actually be far higher than official tallies. The mayor of the most badly hit city, Bergamo, in the country's north, has reportedly said that he believes it may be as much as 4 times as high in his town. The mayor told the Huffington Post that elderly are dying at home without testing, so the true numbers may be underreported. Other town mayors in the area have told him the same. In Genoa, also in the country's north, a cruise ship is being repurposed as a hospital ship to offset the overflowing medical wards.
That's Matthew LaRotonda of Reuters. Air raid sirens sounded in Jordan Saturday while Iran's death toll continued to rise as countries across the Middle East sought to stem the outbreak of the coronavirus. In one of the strictest measures yet, Jordan ordered all shops to close and all people to stay off the streets until at least Tuesday, when it plans to announce specific times for shopping. More people died of COVID-19 in Iran, bringing the country's overall toll to more than 1,500. Egypt announced that all museums and archaeological sites, including the famed pyramids at Giza, would be closed from Monday until the end of March. And Syria said it was suspending all recruitment to the army, as well as penalties for those avoiding mandatory conscription, that is, until April 22nd.